All right, here we are back on. My good friend Rob from Apex 110 Grill. Roberto, what's going on, pal?
Doing all right, Michael. How are you?
Well, it's nice to have you on. And, well, you've been great. I mean, talk about a terrific partner with all the SU athletes and everybody that's working with you and with Apex. Tell me about the, I guess, the merging of brands and working with the local athletes and the SU athletes and with Apex Entertainment as well as with 110 Grill.
Sure. Well, when the whole NIL concept started, you know, we just felt to help grow the brand and, you know, just create a better awareness, especially after the pandemic, just creating a better awareness that where Apex and 110 Grill are located, both in Destiny, USA. You know, what better way to try to do that than align ourselves with some SU athletes where obviously everybody in the community knows who they are. And, you know, a lot of them came into Apex on their own anyway. So it just was, it just made a lot of sense. And it's been great ever since we started doing it.
You know, you start doing this thing and it's fun to get the kids up there. You're doing appearances and you're doing a photo shoot and, you know, using some of the social media. Tell me a little bit about collaborating this entire thing and kind of putting together and getting a great product out there.
Sure. Well, I mean, through the wonderful assistance of Elite NIL, basically it just made sense to tie ourselves. For example, our first athlete was Buddy Boeheim, then Meg Carney, Sean Tucker, and then it's taken on from there. This past season we had Joe Girard and Benny Williams, Sam Swart, and we added Joey Spallina. We have him all essentially locked up for a few years with the upcoming promising lacrosse career we see out of him. And we're already looking at some new athletes for this coming fall. And, you know, it just makes perfect sense. You know, they can come into Apex, bring in their friends, family, teammates, have a great time. They post that they were there, and, you know, we share that. We do some fun reels and the photo shoot. Just really, we use them to help be our brand ambassador and market the locations.
You know, it's been fun working with you, and you mentioned Elite NIL. Obviously, that's the my company that I work with you on, and we've been able to form a nice partnership since you've been in the market and working with Apex. You know, when you look at, you know, brands and working with athletes, it just makes sense. You go in there and you've got laser tag and you've got the X-Strong, you've got the bowling, you've got great food, you've got, you know, all the TVs, you've got the arcade and all the video games. You have so much going on there that's a lot of fun. It only makes sense to kind of partner up with brands like this, but you're also a former Syracuse alum and you love giving back.
Well, I do. I mean, I just find it, you know, when I was in school, Destiny, our location did not exist. So I certainly would have welcomed the opportunity to have a place like Apex to go to, you know, on a weekend or a weeknight, or, you know, if the weather might not be that great. You know, I mean, it's just a nice place that we're just more than an arcade and food. We, as you mentioned, we do have so much more to offer. And like I said, we do find that, you know, the athletes love coming in, and it just makes perfect sense to work together. And a lot of them too have utilized the partnership with 110 Grill, and either whether they get takeout or they go in as a group, they certainly enjoy the menu items there as well.
They gotta love it. Overall, tell me about Apex, the picture of Apex, initial location, why it was formed. And really where things are going, you can just see such a great piece of business that you guys have and what you have developed. It's just a blast to go to. So obviously this must be working. Is there some expansion type projects, programs? Where are things at with Apex?
Sure. We have four total locations. The original one, which, you know, honestly is only a little over 5 years old, is in Marlborough, Massachusetts. Our second location was the one there in Syracuse. A year after that, which opened in December 2018. 2019, we opened Albany in the Crossgates Mall, and our newest location, which opened in late 2020, is in Virginia Beach. I mean, there's nothing confirmed yet for future locations, but I think that's very realistic. In the next few years, we'll have another couple more. We have some other ventures within our company that are down in Florida, so that could be possible to have a location down there. But just going to Destiny and with all the being in the third floor in the canyon section, the entertainment side of the mall, it's just again a great location for when people do come in. There's so much to do that they can literally spend a good part of their day and evening there.
Well, it's been fun, obviously, going there and doing our thing and bringing my son and our friends and the athletes. And been great working with you and getting to know you over the last couple of years here. And, all these athletes, how excited they are to partner with Apex and do the marketing. And a lot of these kids, this is the first time they've been able to do a photo shoot or some sort of endorsement deal. So, it's really exciting for these guys.
Yeah, they all enjoy it. I mean, we try to make it fun. We try to get some good content because they'd like to share the content as well. So it's good for both of us. And, since NIL is relatively new, you're right. It is the first time doing this for some of them. But they're great. They're great to work with. They take the lead of what the vision is, what we're trying to do, why we need certain photos, because if you come into Apex, you'll notice specifically there that we have pictures of the athletes doing the actual attractions. They've tried them all, so we want to highlight that. And when we use social media or e-blast or just graphics within the location or on the billboard on 690, we have the athletes doing the different attractions while there.
And Rob, I don't know if you saw it, though. I've been sending this around, but the IRS has made a statement that these collectives like 315 Foundation and the ones that we have locally and as well as all over and these different college programs that are going to be either approved or not approved to be 501c3 status, that nonprofit status, are going to be denied. So the IRS is not going to allow these collectives that to be run as charitable collectives and advertisers or marketing people or boosters or donors will not receive that tax deduction. So this is pretty big news. Just kind of came out and people are talking about this and it's out there right now. So the big focus will be standard endorsement deals, elite NIL, and those type of partnerships. Other than the great partnership you have with the Jim and Julie Boeheim Foundation, which we can talk about that too. You've got a certain percentage of is going to be raised off of anybody going in to play laser tag, right?
Is correct.
So talk about that for a minute.
Sure, 100%, Mike. Thank you. We have two new promotions as a result, I would say, as a direct result of working with our student athletes, is through the Jim and Julie Boeheim Foundation, we will be donating $1 from every laser tag game, and laser tag is probably among the most popular attractions that we have. So we're looking for, at the end of the year, a substantial donation. But a dollar from each laser tag experience will be donated back to the foundation. We just started that June 1, so we have some signage in the location now about that, and we'll be promoting that on different platforms. But that's certainly a different way to, give back to the community and benefit the community through everything, the great things the foundation does. But we just started as well. We have orange silicone bracelets with the 315 Foundation logo on it and Apex logo. They're only $3. You can buy those at any of the point of sale at Apex. But a dollar from each of those bracelets is going to be given back to the 315 Foundation. So while we're dealing with certain athletes specifically through Elite NIL, this was another way I thought that made sense for us to give back to the entire NIL concept, so more student athletes can benefit. Because quite honestly, we need to do a lot more than we're doing as a whole for the athletes who, we want to retain them and attract them to come to SU, and this is a way to do it.
Couldn't agree more. That part of it now with this legislation or what they're talking about here with the IRS is going to have to change that and probably have that benefit Elite NIL or something like that, where you can kind of earmark funds for certain athletes, or we're going to have to do something. So it'll be interesting how this whole thing pans out. But at this point, it looks like all these collectives across the country that have been trying to identify themselves as non-for-profits for college athletics and boosters, donors, corporations receiving tax deductions, that is not going to be able to happen, it looks like, at this point.
It's uncharted territory for
nuts.
Sure.
So yeah, it's crazy. All right. Well, obviously, it's always great catching up with you. I always urge everybody to get out there to Apex, 110 Grill, terrific places in the mall. So much to do, you know, from whatever, five or six up, there's something
you can do.
So it's definitely a blast. Well, great catching up. I'll chat with you during the week, and I'll see you at the golf tournament on Tuesday.
I'll be there, Mike. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob.
Talk soon. Right, take care. Have a good day.
Rob from Apex, good buddy of mine. We'll be right back. ESPN Radio 97.7, 100.1.